Добрый день, дорогие товарищи, сегодня я и...
Good day, my dear friends. Today, myself and my friends Alexander Kozlov, we are conducting our virtual lesson once again, and we're waiting for questions. After we have finished the article, the giving of the Torah, giving of Kabbalah, the instruction for humanity's correction, we spoke about the fact that over thousands of years, we were practically developing our egoistic development, and it is only now that we've reached a state when our ego is completely developed, and it has become global and integral, and it has come to a dead end, it stopped growing. We don't know where we can continue growing, what else we need in this world. This earth seems very small to us, space seems useless, pointless. Conquering space and continue developing it. So we don't see any more goals, anything to strive for. Besides, in our current state, we see suddenly we've lost our grip on deciding our fates. Suddenly we can't do anything, we can't make anything happen or run properly. We're disconnecting from our family life, from social life. Suddenly, even artificial systems that we supposedly have created, we can no longer control. The economic and political systems, market exchange, industry, and so on. Suddenly something happened that we have lost. We're losing control. We can no longer manage the world. We no longer understand how the world turns and what's happening in it. We're becoming more and more lost in our world. Indifferent, in a way. Unable to perceive much. Apathetic, in a way, as well. I would even say that we're beginning to... We're just kind of going with the flow, hoping that things will get better somehow. Suddenly we lost that power within us to decide and to create. And this is the case in all the countries of the world. In some countries more, some countries less, but on the whole, this wave is coming through all of us. And it's leading us somewhere. And the wisdom of Kabbalah tells us where it's leading us, so that we would understand that today we're facing global integral nature, which is demanding that we become similar to it, integral and global. If we want to understand why we exist in this world, what is the purpose, what is influencing us, and how we can change our fate, then there is only one thing we can do, is to become similar to nature. If we have the same inner systems as there are external systems in nature, the same way as they are global and integral, we will also regard the world in the same way, in an integral and global manner, and we can make decisions and solutions on the same scale. And once again, we will gain control over the world instead of being in a state of lost little children. So the most important thing for us right now is not what to do outside of us, but what to do within us. Because if I change within, the egoistic systems that work only in a linear way as to how much more can I snatch away or try to bring myself in a totally comfortable state, even if it's purely complete rest and inactivity. If I change this worldview within me and I will look at the world out of a new qualities, bestow and love toward the world, and then I will perceive a very different picture of the world that I didn't picture before, that I didn't see before, and I will be astonished as to what kind of new world is being revealed to me, which is interconnected and full of all kinds of opportunities and connections and attainments and discoveries, and most importantly, the ability to ascend. I'll see that I am able to ascend to a level of eternity and perfection where nature exists. Because if I become similar, equivalent to it, if I come closer to it with my qualities, then I will feel nature's system within, and I will include myself as part of the system, as its integral part. This is the state that we can all reach, and that is our goal right now. And in as far as nature's program with respect to us, it's influencing us, it's pushing us step by step through all kinds of problems, showing us that we must exit this degree and to ascend to the next degree. And from there, cancel that one and ascend to the next one after that. And so on. This is how humanity develops and advances. When we discover emptiness into what we've attained, then we leave it behind and we move forward to attain a greater state. And so today, by discovering the emptiness of what's going on right now, we need to advance from this place. But it's good, it's the right way to advance. It's good that we're discovering that we've attained it now and discovering the emptiness now. And suddenly we find that nature is influencing us through pushing us further and further. And by correctly ascertaining what nature is demanding or requiring of us, we are essentially exercising our freedom of will for the first time. And here we can help one another, all of us together, to become conscious of the importance of attaining this integrality and globality between all of us, and attaining this global relationship of love. Love in Kabbalah means that I discover that all other creatures in the world that exist, I discover that they are parts of my whole, and I relate to them as though they are me. Moreover, I relate to them because they're even more important than me, because I depend on them. So primarily, I work through them on me. I think about them, I worry about their well-being and their state. If I care for them, then automatically through them, I receive all of this prosperity to me, onto me. And that's the only way I can work, just as cells in our body, when every cell works by giving the body everything that it needs to receive. And that's how the cell exists. But in return, it receives life from the rest of the body. The same way we exist between us. And by existing in our global integral body, meaning by existing in all of our desires and thoughts, we will discover that we are in this new body, new society, where all of our desires are coming together and meshing together and working together like one well-oiled organism. And this organism comprises desires, which is the original material. And these desires are connected together through love and bestowal, qualities of bestowal, or the way that we call them, the mutual guarantee, when every one of us includes in everyone else and worries about them, cares for them. If we reach this state, then we transform into one single whole, because this organism, which is created out of our thoughts and desires, it also exists on the level of our bodies, because the bodies are animals, they're beasts, and they work on the egoistic plane. So, how do we attain this quality, the state of the mutual guarantee, so that this next level of nature works and lives within us, it ascending, they ascend from the egoistic to the altruistic plane. That's what this article talks about. The word Tova comes from the Hebrew word Tova, instruction by the light. That's what it was, the giving of the Torah. And the next article is the mutual guarantee. It's the continuation. It even begins from item 17, because it's a continuation from the previous article. And Baal Salam, its author, deliberately broke this down into two articles, because truly, in the first part, it talked about the instruction itself, what is it, and the second, it explains to us the conditions under which we can receive this instruction and begin to actualize it. So, item 17, which is essentially the first item of this article. It says that when do we receive, what are the conditions under which we receive the instruction of our correction? We receive it under the condition that where everyone in the nation, what is the nation? It's our group, essentially. Our virtual group, in which we have people who want to achieve the goal of correction. They feel their emptiness. They no longer want to be under the influence of all kinds of accidental happenings in their life. They then must be asked, every one of them, whether they agree to accept the condition for the goal, love thy neighbor as thyself, meaning coming together into one single organism. And if every one of them understands that it's necessary, not that he wants to do it, he might not have the ability to do it up until the very end. If he works towards correctly realizing this method. But simply reach a state when you understand that you can't do it without it, you simply must actualize it. So those people who understand the necessity of actualizing it, of reaching the goal of their friend as themselves, mean they must care for everyone no less than how nature compels everyone of us to care about our own needs. If everyone is ready to accept this instruction and to actualize it, then the entire group, or at least that part which is ready to do this, receives this instruction. What does it mean to receive this instruction? Receiving this instruction meaning to have contact with the light, which begins to correct us. It begins to work within us, and we begin to feel how ourselves changing. The way that light has created us from the beginning, and the way that it brought us through all of these metamorphoses over thousands of years. And now, we will begin to feel within, gradually, the light's influences, which are goal-oriented, which step by step the changes that take place. And we will feel that these changes are taking place under the influence of some external force, which is something that we have not felt before in the changes that we've undergone. Besides feeling these changes, we feel that they're elevating us, they're turning us away from our former nature. And besides, we will also feel and attain qualities and thoughts of him who is changing us. Because these qualities that are being incorporated in us, they are similar to that force which is changing us and when influencing us. So gradually, by discovering this new model of a giver, bestower, someone who's caring for the world and others, who's trying to connect with them and understanding that it's necessary. If the system begins to manifest in us, we begin to feel who is it that is creating it in us, incorporating it in us, which is the Creator. And it is written, from your actions I will know you. So from these actions that I will discover within that it's all being done by the Creator, I will discover the Creator. I will discover His thought of creation, His plan, His design. So we must work in this way and gradually advance forward. Naturally, there are people within us that are with us for a long time, who have gone through a lot of the stages of development with groups, with study, and there are people who have just joined us very recently. There are different people in mentalities and personalities, and we're all different. And that's a good thing, because the more we are different, the more we are, as we unite together, connect together, that will give us a great expansion of our desires. And then we will be able to restore this great organism between us. It's connected. It comprises of there is a puzzle essentially between us that we connect together, and out of which we begin to assemble a picture, the authentic, the true, genuine picture of the world, not what we feel right now. And we'll see that it's something that we can actually control and manage. And the people that have come to us only recently, they connect to us and they begin to, they're able to do this work just as with everyone else. It doesn't matter how experienced they are. It's the thing that's important is their participation, because when we come together, when we put all of us together, then all of our experiences and all of our past achievements and attainments and states, they all flow from one into another, and every one of us gets all of the totality of all of these states and attainments. And that's what happens from the moment where every one of us comes to the state, achieves the state called the mutual guarantee. What is the mutual guarantee? Bar-Salam writes that it is a complete guarantee to support one another, so that even when certain individuals out of this group come back from the state back to their wherever they came from, then of course they cause harm. And their absence affects us. We miss them. So we need to care for every one of us, so that none of us gets the desire to leave this path and go back to our beastly lives, even though it's easy and it's natural for people to do it. And it's close to our animal beastly nature. But we need to help one another, because every day we feel that humanity is moving closer and closer to off the cliff, and people are essentially, they're breathless, they're hopeless, there is no soul in any of these elements in life. So essentially, to a group, in a group where there is a very specific method that's been around for 6,000 years already, and it's unchanging, and it has been implemented invariably over all this time. Naturally, this is a great database, a very firm foundation upon which we can move forward. So we have the opportunity to actualize this mutual guarantee and to be responsible for one another. And by executing this mutual guarantee, everyone must care about everyone else and make sure that no one stops, no one forgets about this mutual guarantee between us. That's the main condition. In other words, if I want to not fall out and end up outside of the spiritual path and fall into my regular life, then I shouldn't worry about myself, how I can stay in it. But I need to care for others, about the environment. And when I worry about them and I care about them, then automatically this whole collective is worrying and caring for me. I don't even need to ask them. It's enough for me, for my thoughts, to be about them, for them to then think about me. I start the soul integral system in this way, and to the extent that I influence the system, in return, it influences me many times more over, and influences my desire for the spirituality. So we need to worry about all of the friends, and then very naturally every one of us will exist under this influence. From this example where we influence others, we can understand how in all of our other systems today we can use the same principle. In other words, if I want to somehow attain some kind of next state of mind, I need to think about others and care about others achieving the same state. And only then will that happen with me. That's what an integral connection is, that you cannot have change in one person, it can only happen with everyone together. So imagine if every one of us would suddenly care and think about everyone else, how much the wealth that exists in there. If there are 10 people and every person thinks about the other 9, and everyone, every person individually and together, everything is multiplied by every person's influence onto this global common system. It's not that you simply get multiplied by 9, but it's essentially 9 by 9, and then my 9 is also multiplied by their 9. So you have a manifold increase, and that's what happens in a group. And that's if 10 people exist in a group, and what if a group exists of thousands of people all over the world? If every one of us cares and thinks about how to elevate this group all together, then this group works like a lift, like an elevator, where it elevates all of us together. And in this way, we can very quickly ascend up to the level of which we all dream about. And that's the goal that is before us, and that we want to attain. So Islam writes, the example can be used of 2 people swimming in a boat. If one is drilling a hole in a boat, the other one says, what are you doing? And he answers, what business is it of yours? I'm drilling under myself. The other one says, fool, if you're drilling a boat under you, you will all drown. This is how the ego is preventing us from undertaking the correction. In other words, if every one of us is drilling a small hole under yourself, meaning working with your egoistic desires, meaning wants to be powerful in the group, have control in the group, or opposing himself in the group in any way, instead of working, participating in an integral manner, but singling himself out, then in this way, naturally, we all drown. And unfortunately, that's what's taking place right now between us. We are a boat that is half sunk, which really needs to check itself and to plug up all the holes that are under us so that we can finally reach our goal. And Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon, the author of the Book of Zohar, he says that it is not only us who aspire to the Creator, Yeshar Keh, straight to the Creator, but, which is Israel. But all nations, even those who are not aspiring to the Creator, they also must come to the same goal. But to begin the correction of the world, it is sufficient that only our group starts this, because it is impossible for everyone to do it at once, because we exist in a world that has a different, it's in different stages of advancement towards the goal. And we are advancing first, before others. So we must perform our correction sooner so that we can all continue, we can then drag all of the others after our boat. As the sages say, the first we must make a correction, and then we can bring everyone closer, because as we've studied, they don't have a very clear formed desire for the Creator, understanding of who they are, where they're from, and so on. Meaning the question, who am I and what is the meaning of life? They don't think about it. They don't think about why am I suffering. They don't understand that there is something ahead. Their question, why am I suffering, is very basic. They don't connect it to the goal, that there is something ahead, something that we're being driven to. And it is our task to point it out to them that there is this goal ahead. That if they switch and suddenly begin to see this goal, they will find the answer. And we need to be very gentle with them and help them out in this, so they can see the true purpose of their existence. We continue reading, and when everyone comes together in this desire to become integral and similar to this force of nature, it will reveal itself to all the nations, and everyone will attain his name meaning his essence, the essence of the Summer Course, which fulfills all of us, and all the nations of the world will aspire to him, meaning all of humanity, precisely in this integral connection, it will feel this level of on this level perfection and eternity, and we need to attain correction on our level first, and then after that we need to prepare all of humanity to this ascent, uplift them in a way so that they could begin to advance themselves gradually, meaning by connecting with them, their points in the heart will also manifest, and they will continue advancing. We don't understand the extent to which the path that we're on is very specific. It is very close to us. It's very fast. Because right now we're still moving individually, through individual paths, not together. We're not yet connected together. As soon as we connect, we will see that we are moving forward like a rocket as opposed to a turtle. We will suddenly just, we will gun forward, and within mere minutes we will feel where we are. It's as though we'll enter some great spaceship, And in this spaceship, we will go toward the goal of creation. If only we can find this point of contact between us, then we won't be surprised, because it is written that in any generation that discovers in them the point of mutual guarantee, they can achieve the end of correction. Meaning, in our generation, or when we live today, if we discover in the connection between us, in the unity between us, we will discover the upper world fully. Essentially, that's it. In order to receive the method of correction and begin to actualize it, one group is sufficient for this, and the rest of the world, it now is being corrected under the influence of this group, because this is a great common body, and if we unite within it, then within this body we now represent a leading, a very important part that is corrected. So it's like within a sick person, if one part within a sick person's body is now corrected, then the rest of the organs that are sick, they begin to utilize this healthy organ and use it to also get healthy. So this is how we will advance. But the most important thing is if we need to be very careful to care for rent from any one of us from falling out. Meaning, to the extent that every one of us individually impacts positively this entire mass of people, and inputting their own individual, unique, irreplaceable investment. By leaving the spiritual path, it robs everyone of his unique input. And in so doing, everyone else falls a level. It's not that his own minimal input into everyone, but what he adds by including it, connecting it to all of us together, the common system. Therefore, in this mutual guarantee, when we think about others and we understand that nothing can be done without this mutual aspect, this condition for us is extremely difficult, but it's the most important one. If we don't think about it, if we don't aspire it, if we don't understand it truly, then we will not be able to reach our goal. And even this small group, never mind the rest of the world. So to prevent the world from once again advancing through suffering, and this all depends only on us, we already have the opportunity to do this, except we don't actualize it. We need to finally need to actualize this mutual guarantee. Afterwards, he talks about how every person influences our group with his participation or lack of participation, laziness, if he doesn't give himself fully to caring about others. In his mind, he doesn't need to necessarily act on anything. He may not be connected to us physically, but if he exists within us in a virtual connection and he participates in our lessons, in our gatherings, then with all of his thoughts, all of his desires, if he connects to us in this way, then we can form the system and receive the light, which will begin to correct us. Therefore, our group is responsible. It is the guide of the conduit of the Creator's actions onto our world. And on the one hand, we need to be proud that we can undertake this role. On the other hand, we need to understand how it really makes us responsible. And that's primary. First, we're responsible, and then we can be proud of it. Because if we hadn't undertaken this responsibility, then that's one thing. If other people cannot be demanded anything, then we can be demanded of making this happen because we had undertaken this role. So we need to understand that the Kabbalah is revealed as a method of man's correction and the Creator's manifestation, and it is revealed gradually in our generation, in our world, because we have reached the state when we see that there is nowhere else to develop egoistically. And the entire world is in this very silly state. Finally, the Creator has reached his goal to bring the world to the recognition of evil, as it is written, I've created evil and I've created the Torah as a spice, as an instruction, essentially. I've created the instruction to correct it. Meaning, if you feel the evil within you and that you cannot connect with others, but you desire to connect with others in order to establish the mutual guarantee, in order to reveal me, the Creator says, then you've already attained it today. Not just you, the entire world is there pushing you from behind. And if you don't want the world to come to you and to demand this of you in a more harsh manner, then you need to act soon and fast. Otherwise, you're going to start feeling, and he says, the Creator says this to all of us, and all of, and everyone in the world. Otherwise, you're going to start feeling very harsh influence, a very harsh pressure, because you're responsible for the world. And it doesn't matter how far a person may be, maybe Alaska or Australia, it doesn't matter where. Wherever he may be located physically, it doesn't matter. If he had received from the Creator this desire to attain the goal, the spiritual goal, then this person must reach the mutual guarantee. Otherwise, he's not undertaking this, he's not actualizing this opportunity to reach correction. There is a book, it's not really a book, it's more of an article, that's called The Prophet Jonah. And it talks about this person, Jonah, this was a couple of thousand years ago, to whom the Creator, he told him to go to the city Nineveh. It's somewhere in the Middle East, close to Mesopotamia. And it is written that it's great, it's a major city, several million people. Maybe not million, but it's a great, very large city back in those times. And to begin to work with them, to appeal to them to live more correctly. And Jonah didn't want to. He sat on a ship and ran away. Instead of going to the city, he went to the sea and he ran away. He came to Jaffa. It's a port in Israel, and he left. And then the Creator summoned a big storm, and the sailors began to ask, what is this? They saw that this was suddenly something unnatural happening in the sea, unnatural phenomenon. And they started asking everyone. They went down into the hold, and Jonah was sleeping, and they woke him up, and they asked, what's going on? Or is it your fault that all this is happening with us? And he said, yes, because the Creator sent me to Nineveh to appeal to others to disseminate the right way of life, but I didn't want to do it. Why do I need to do what the Creator told me to do? And the sailor started screaming, what do we do? And Jonah said, there's nothing you can do. If you don't want to sink, if you don't want to ruin the ship, then you need to throw me overboard. They really didn't want to do that because, of course, in this day, it would bring down great punishment upon them. But ultimately, they threw him overboard, and then this great fish swallowed him. A lot of you know this story. And then this fish then spit him back out onto land. And when he found himself on land again, he went to Nineveh, and he began to preach among them, appealing to them for them to be righteous and return to the right path. And when he did this, the Creator once again turns to them and says, do you understand now that I have my heart aches for all those people that are in the city? And that's why I did what I did. Everyone is important to me, all the people, no matter how little, for them to be together, to be united, and for them to attain me. That's what this book of Jonah is all about. We usually read it in the Judgment Day, Day of Atonement. That's also a day when we fast and we don't do anything. We only think about the ways of correction. And that is when we read this book. Because it talks to us about how we need to be, meaning we shouldn't refuse our mission, but we need to move forward and we need to correct the world. This is what Baal Salaam tells us here. And therefore, you need to become the first, the leaders in this lies your strength, your role. And from this point forward, you will continue to advance and you will leave behind you all of humanity. And the most important thing is to not mitigate this condition of absolute mutual guarantee, and then you will reach the goal. So, here essentially, this is the gist of this entire article, mutual guarantee. We need to reach a state when all of us, we think only about how to gather all of humanity together, which is essentially, it's becoming apparent to people who have no connection to us whatsoever. And by uniting, we will reveal the next level of the universe. And it's programmed in nature, and we will have to do it anyway. The only difference is how are we going to do it. Either we do it in a fast and easy and pleasant way, coming together and doing this actively, or, God forbid, suffering is going to be pushing us from behind. And this will be great suffering that will affect everyone in the world. But primarily, it will influence and pressure us, because we were the ones who were given this opportunity. And just like the prophet Jonah, we have no right to try to dodge our mission. That's essentially what I wanted to say in this article, about this article, the mutual guarantee. So now we'll go to questions. Yes, we have a lot of questions. First, I wanted to ask a question that we received from Voronezh. Actually, it's a small village near Voronezh. Now we have our friends gathering from all over central Russia. Now, a lot of individual students and small groups as well. And they had some friends from Moscow who also came there to help them out. And also the Tula group. And they have guests from Belarus and the Ukraine. Here's what they say. They say, at the Congress, we felt a great inspiration, great desire to do something. And we feel that we're not actualizing our potential. What can we do to unite and to disseminate? What do we change within us? How do we take everything that we're receiving from you to and pass it forward to our region in Russia and Ukraine and so on? I am certain that among you, and right now I'm actually addressing all of our friends in the world, I'm sure that among you there are great deal of people who can write, who can make good photography, who can make good video clips, perhaps do some musical compositions, and other forms of the arts, which would explain the principle of unification, the principle of the mutual guarantee, the goal of creation, the misery of our world in comparison to what exists. But not in a way that would scare people. But rather, they should be good. They should be lead people to something good, rather than threatening and in this way, menacing way. It's important for everyone to perceive us as something good, something pleasant, kind. And you need to do from all the fables and tales and articles, maybe all kinds of expressions of mine and Balsalam's, and you need to do all kinds of things in the and with multimedia that would come to the world and make the world be interested and connected to them. And I ask everyone to send these things, these creations, to us, to our dissemination departments, and we'll be able to check them, to make sure that they're okay, to supplement them, to correct them, adjust them if necessary, and then to approve them, to have them disseminated outward. So please send your compositions, anything, any kind, of any kind, to our department, dissemination department here in Pingaro, and then you'll continue. You'll be able to disseminate them forward in the internet. Right now, we are publishing the rules of disseminating our materials in the internet. Most importantly, don't come out by yourself and do anything individually. Under no circumstances should you do that, because you can do more harm than good. But only after you receive these rules from us, and if you work exclusively by these rules. So this is the work that you can do with respect for the world, and it will be felt within the framework of our entire group. When our group is like a single whole and does one job for the rest of the world, this will also help us to unite. That's on the one hand. On the other, even by doing this work, or even if you don't work in dissemination, we need to remain in thought that we must care for one another and support one another and heal one another. And my spiritual attainment depends only on others. You see that today in the world, nothing works, because they cannot unite together. And it's also true with us as well. We can't do anything, because we cannot connect, we cannot unite. So the most important thing for us is to find this connection, find this unity between us, this mutual guarantee. Without it, we will not receive this upper life that will continually elevate us degree to degree. So I beg you, we need to start working on dissemination together, primarily on creating these multimedia, these small messages. We have several questions from Europe, and particularly Jakob from Brisbane Group asks, it is considered that Germany as helps and has a mutual guarantee over other smaller European nations. Is this going to be part of a mutual guarantee? And two, there is a terrorist act in Norway, and what can we say about that? there's nothing to be scared of. This will continue happening again and again in all countries of the world unless we force the world to quickly come to the understanding that the mutual guarantee obligates all of us to be together and not create these smaller groups, form these smaller groups. There is a fascist group on one island, and then next to them there is another group that's fascist in a different way. And they a firefight broke out. So, either way, this wasn't something, in both cases, it wasn't anything that brings to the world's unification. So, obviously, these things are happening, and the same things are happening in Israel, because in Israel, we are not yet aspiring sufficiently towards unification. We are not mastering this method and presenting it to the world, even though that is our obligation. That's why these things are happening in Israel as well. So this is according to the law. We need to work towards our unification, a mutual guarantee, to make sure that this doesn't happen and these people don't exist anymore. We have several questions about how to practically do we think about friends in specifics, particular, or the whole world clean? The whole world clean, but primarily, for instance, you can work about, for instance, the Moscow group can think about themselves, how they can achieve the mutual guarantee. But maybe, because it may be difficult for them, because they have a whole history of all kinds of relationships between them, maybe they can also begin to think about the world clean as a whole. But this thought needs to be in them constantly. It needs to live within them. And that is how, from a sort of a more general, more indifferent outlook, they can then move on to a more precise, more localized manner of thinking, onto their own group. More questions from Israel, from St. Petersburg. New friends constantly join in the group. How can we offer them a mutual guarantee if they're still young and they're still joining at all? It doesn't matter. Let them think about it. The most important thing is so they understand, so they realize that the entire world is talking about this today. Give them these materials. Let them read my blog. There's plenty of material on this topic. Another question from one of the groups. When a group is building a mutual guarantee, will the men care for the women, or will the men only work for the men? No, it's all of us together. There is no separation in this group by any other attributes. No, men and women need to be together in this mutual guarantee. And women need to be very active in it. Besides the fact that they're active, they also need to push them out. A question from Venezuela. Jesus asks, the first step that we make towards actualizing the mutual guarantee is fulfilling desires of our friends. What desires are we talking about? Only those desires that are aimed at unification. I want everyone to always think about this one thing. I want everyone to have these common collective thoughts and desires. We have another question. The group, the teacher, the books, I feel that I am a complete zero with respect to this. How do I construct the spiritual world out of these components? I think that the most important thing for the asker is to go through our introductory course of Kabbalah. If he doesn't have the option of doing it locally, he can do it virtually at one of our sites. Connect to the people that on the website on our websites the introductory course and sign up for it. There are people, right, there are teachers that are responsible for signing up newcomers. Where should he turn to? Oh, we know this person. He studies with us already. Okay, very good. So good luck to him, and he should continue. His colleague, a student from the United States, asks, when I feel an uncomfortable state or state of dissent, does this mean that I'm drilling a hole in the boat, or someone is drilling and I feel it as suffering? No, we need to perceive it as though everything is you, and this plugging up this hole now depends on you. If on the basis of the suffering you begin to think about others even more, so that the suffering disappears altogether, that means that you have correctly actualized your role. From Ternopil, we have a question. If I feel that I cannot reach the mutual guarantee, I kill myself and I metaphorically, and I can't do anything else, I'm powerless, don't beat yourself up. But you need to try as much as possible to be close to others. Connect to our events, to the things that we do, so that your thoughts are in this and they would be aimed at unification. Olga asks, from Russia, what requirements must a person meet in order to become a member of a world group? A person needs to understand that together with the group he must reach state of a closed integral system, just as in nature, the creator. And then in this group, to the extent that he participates in it, he will reveal the creator, and to that extent we will become free and perfect and eternal. And this is a state that everyone must reach. Thank you. Sergey from Yalta asks, mutual guarantee in the group is when there is a teacher and thousands of people, ten students, that's fine. But when there are thousands of people, then naturally there will be people who, some of them will be drilling a hole. What can we do to solve that? It doesn't matter how many people there are in the group. Whether some people, what they do accidentally or not. We need to understand that there is nothing accidental. There are no accidents in the world that someone may hear something and they come in, they enter the group. No. We discovered that we may not feel that the world is precise and deterministic and works by very specific laws, but that's really what the world is. If a person comes to us and spends some time with us already, and that the Creator has brought him here, and that's how we need to relate to him. And everyone needs to reach the state. It's a necessity that we relate to everyone that is with us, no matter for how long, even for one day, if he's with us, we need to relate to him in this way. If he came to us in order to unite with us, to connect with us, then that's it, this person is ours. Sergey from Vladivostok asks, what does it mean to steal the spiritual? To steal the spiritual means when, instead of the group, I begin to think about myself. In this way, I harm others, meaning I steal from them. Unfortunately, we need to conclude our lesson at this time. I'm happy that we have gone through these articles. We will continue this topic. So be well, and until we meet again. And all the best to you in this unification and the connection that we're continue actualizing today. I hug all of you. Be well.